presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. When Perry White's super stratoplane was in danger of disaster with its controls mysteriously jammed, Superman flew to its rescue from Washington and found a strange flute jammed into the controls. Kent believes the flute is the clue to the mystery surrounding the disappearance of three expeditions to South America. However, John Ives, Kent's superior, disagrees and dismisses Kent. But later that night, Ives learns the astounding fact that the flute is a real Inca relic and that the vanished civilization of the Incas may still exist. Realizing he has made a blunder, Ives tries desperately to locate Kent.
Hello, hello, operator. Operator! Oh, operator. Get me Captain Watson, Washington Police. And hurry, I'll hold on. Oh, why did I ever let him get out of my sight? Hello. Hello, Watson. This is John Ives. Now listen, a man named Clark Kent has just left the Hemisphere Administration Building. I want him picked up. Now, he can't be far away. He's a reporter, over 6 feet, wears glasses, he had a gray suit on, dark hair. Huh? Oh, I don't remember the color of his eyes. Get going, Watson, and don't fail me. It's a matter of life and death.
Calling car 622. Proceed to Washington Airport. Cover all outgoing flights for Clark Kent. Calling car 623. Cover route 19. Search every car for Clark Kent. Car 627. Cover route 4. Same instructions. Car 628. Continue searching vicinity of Hemisphere Administration Building.
Hey, open up. Open up, I said. Who's in there? Open up or I'll call the police. Say, what's the big idea?
Well, Mr. Kent.
Oh, Jim.
What are you doing back in Metropolis?
Well, that's a long story. I came back last night and locked myself in this office to study some maps.
Oh, gosh. They've been trying to locate you since 6 o'clock last night.
Oh?
I thought maybe it was because of the Japanese war. I thought maybe they wanted you to go to Honolulu or the Philippines.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean they've been looking for me? Who's they?
Oh, a man named Ives called here a dozen times.
What?
He said if we heard from you, to tell you to return to Washington at once. He said it was a matter of life and death. What's wrong, Mr. Kent?
Oh, nothing's wrong, Jimmy. I'll just have to get back to Washington.
Gosh, I was beginning to get worried.
Oh, nothing to worry about.
Well, with this war and everything, I didn't know what to think. Mr. Kent.
Yes, Jimmy?
What about Lois and Mr. White? Are they safe down in South America?
I think so.
Gosh, everything's so mixed up. There's no chance of our losing this war, is there, Mr. Kent?
Jimmy, America has never lost a war. We don't approve of fighting, but there's a limit to our patience. Those Japanese traitors fired the first shot, but I can promise you America will fire the last.
You won't get mad if I tell you something, will you, Mr. Kent?
What is it, Jim?
Well, I tried to enlist in the Navy yesterday.
Jimmy.
I knew I didn't have a chance, but
Jimmy, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but what good does it do? They told me to go home and grow up. See, that's the trouble. I want to do something to help out, but I'm too young. I'm only 14.
Well, I'll tell you how you can help. You know, it takes a lot of money to support an army and a navy, Jim. Billions and billions of dollars. The United States needs every penny it can lay its hands on.
Well, I know what you're going to say, but I've already done that. I was saving up for a bicycle, but I took the money out of the bank yesterday. $19.50 and bought defense savings stamps.
Good boy.
My mother bought 2 defense savings bonds.
Well, then you are helping.
Oh, but it's not enough, Mr. Kent. I'd like to really go out there and fight. You've got something to fight for.
You certainly have, Jimmy. But everyone can't be on the front lines. America needs men behind the guns, and you can be one of them. Now, I've got to get back to Washington immediately, but I want you to get all your friends together, every fellow and girl who would like to help fight part of the battle for freedom. You get them to buy defense savings stamps and tell them to ask their mothers and dads to buy defense savings bonds. And you can call your organization the Well, the Junior Defense League of America.
Gee, that's a swell name. Junior Defense League of America. I'll do it, Mr. Kent.
Good.
I'll get Jackie Kelk and Buzz Manners and Tiny Reed and I'll get them all.
Attaboy. I'll call you from Washington tomorrow and you can tell me how things are going. Now I'd like to study these maps before I leave.
Oh, okay. I won't bother you.
Okay.
So long, Mr. Kent, and thanks for the swell idea.
So long, Jimmy. I'll be seeing you soon. Well, this country doesn't have to worry, not when we've got boys like Jimmy growing up. Well, I better get going. Something must have happened to change the complexion of things in Washington. If Ives needs me, it must be important. I guess this window's the best way out. Won't take long to get there.
As Superman, up, up, and away!
John Ives speaking.
Mr. Kent is out here to see you.
Mr. Kent, send him in. Send him in. Kent, man, where in the name of heaven have you been?
Sorry if I caused any trouble, Mr. Ives.
Oh, forget it. You're here. That's what counts. Sit down. Sit down. Well, this certainly takes a load off my mind. I was going mad, Kent. Simply mad. Well, it's all over. I want to apologize for my hastiness.
Oh,
it was wrong. Horribly wrong.
That's quite all right.
No. I never should have acted that way, but I was nervous and unstrung. See, Kent, you were right. That flute you brought in was authentic, a genuine Inca Indian flute.
You mean that, Mr. Ives?
Yes, Dr. Colson called a moment after you left. Since then, he's checked and double-checked. It's genuine, all right.
Well, that means the Inca civilization, thought to have been wiped out, still exists. It means that somewhere in the Andes Mountains dwells a race of people that have been lost for centuries.
Why do you say that?
I'll tell you why. That flute, Mr. Ives, was found jammed into the control cables of a private plane bound for the Andes Mountains to search for the lost American engineers.
Huh?
And it was placed there by an Inca Indian to wreck that plane.
Kent, this is all amazing, fantastic. Why?
Yes, but no more fantastic than the possibility that the Inca race still exists. Matter of fact, I'm convinced the Incas were responsible for the disappearance of those engineers who went to South America to build the Pan American Highway.
Well, Kent, well, what do you suggest?
That I leave for South America immediately, provided the war hasn't made that impossible.
Impossible? Of course not. Kent, you go, and good luck to you. I'll see that you have an army plane and a pilot.
Well, I won't need the pilot. I hold a transport license.
Well, you must have a co-pilot. Air Corps regulations.
Oh. Know.
I'll arrange for the plane immediately and send Lieutenant Elliott with you.
All right.
One of the best men we have here in the service. Operator? Hello, operator. Oh, yeah. Connect me with Colonel Howe at the government airfield. I'll hold on. Kent, I'm putting a lot of faith in you. More than I ever put in any man.
Well, sir, I'll try to live up to it. Oh, while you're getting the airfield, I'll call my paper. There are some maps I left behind.
Oh, yes, of course. You use the phone in the next office.
Oh, thank you.
Colonel Howe, please. Yes, this is John Ives at Hemisphere Administration. No, I must speak to him. Anyway. Yes.
Hello, Metropolis 4200. That's right. Hello. Hello, Daily Planet. Clark Kent calling from Washington. Connect me with Jimmy Olsen, will you please? Please. Hello, Jimmy. This is Mr. Kent. Yes, now listen carefully, Jim. I left some maps on the desk in that empty office. That's right. Well, now get them and take the first transport plane to Washington and deliver the maps to Lieutenant Elliott's plane at the government airfield. Uh-huh. I'll make arrangements for you to get through the gate. Now, do you have it straight? Get the maps on the desk in that empty office and take the first plane for Washington.
Kent, this is Lieutenant Elliott. Elliott? Clark Kent.
How do you do?
I'm glad to know you, Lieutenant. Are we all set?
Well, there's the ship warming up.
Oh, I almost forgot. Did a young man deliver some maps to you?
Yes, about 20 minutes ago. They're in the plane.
Oh, good. Well, where did the young man go? Oh,
I didn't notice. I assume he left.
Well, not even waiting to say goodbye to me? I'll fix him when I get back. All right, Lieutenant, if you're ready, I am.
Well, goodbye, Kent.
Goodbye, sir.
And Godspeed.
Thanks, Mr. Ives. I'll be in touch with you by radio.
I'll climb in, Mr. Kent.
Okay. So long.
So long.
I bring my drinks.
Amazing story, Mr. Kent. I mean about those Inca Indians.
Yes.
Well, it's enough to give you the creeps. But they couldn't possibly sabotage this plane. Not at the government airport. Things are too closely watched. I should be spotting the Fort Dennis beacon soon. Trouble is, I can't see much. Ice on the windshield.
Have you any glycerin? That'll clear it.
Yeah, it's back in the tail compartment.
Oh, I'll get it.
No, you'll never find it. Here, take the controls. Keep her on the beam at 12,000.
Okay.
Now I'll get the glycerin.
Ah, she handles like a dream.
Yeah, sweet ship. Glycerin should be in here someplace. I know I had... Hey.
What's the matter?
Say, hand me that automatic and the holster under the dashboard.
Why?
Quick.
What's the trouble?
Quick, give it to me.
Here.
There's somebody hiding in that tail compartment.
Is Lieutenant Elliott right? Is there someone lurking in the tail of the Army plane as it roars through the sky at 300 miles an hour? Don't miss the next thrilling episode. Things are beginning to happen and happen fast, so tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.